My father and mother, 55 years, they're celebrating their anniversary on a cruise ship, and after 55 years, we agreed that was probably the place that he did need to be, although he really did want to be here this evening. Now, I told Art, I said, I have a little problem, Art, because my father's speech that he wanted me to give, only part of it came in, and he's left town. My fax machine ran out of paper. And I said, I only have the first 100 pages. So I'll give these remarks to my father. Art showed me around this fabulous, beautiful, high-tech plant a few days ago, and all sorts of memories flooded back to the early days of WNN. In 1949, after a three-year struggle at the FCC, Ted Covington, Bob Taylor, and I received permission to build WNN. We had $9,000 left after prosecuting the application to build and operate the station. And it was a used transmitter, and it was a used tower, and it was a little bitty building out there for the transmitter building out of Lake Hunter. They rented space in the basement of the New Florida Hotel, and they couldn't afford any material on the walls to deaden the sound, so they used egg crates, they painted them, and glued them to the wall. Bob Taylor was manager, Ted was program director, and I was engineer and bookkeeper. Now, primitive tape recorders just became available, so we bought one. During the day, Ted would record announcements and run them at night. Then he would bring, or so that he could be run at night, then he would bring them to me, my father, and my father would then run them in during the breaks in the Mutual Network during the evening. Ted would go to meetings in the evening, and friends would ask him when they got there, they said, how can you be here? We've just heard you on the radio. The original building, built in 1965, cost less than $40,000, including the land.
Those were the days.
How things have changed. Bob Cruise, Jim Lloyd, Dan Sandberg, and John Gilman joined the gang at the little wooden building out on Lake Hunter. And Dick Lino came just a little while after that. Bob, Jim, and Dick handled the programming, and Dan Sandberg was the most trusted newsman in Polk County. Together, they made WNN number one. John managed the sales and made it profitable, then became general manager for Joe Garagiola after the station was sold. And shortly thereafter, he arranged for Garagiola's purchase of WPCV. In the late 60s, cable TV started expanding. Dan, John, and I gathered a group of local leaders, and we were awarded the cable television franchise for the city of Lakeland, and started community cable vision in the basement, which is right over here, and the antennas were on the tower. We produced local programs to attract subscribers, and Dan would take Polaroid pictures when he was out in the mobile news cruiser, and he would bring them back and simulcast those pictures with the news, with WNN newscast. The station has a fascinating history. I am an avid listener and still enjoy hearing Bob, Jim, and Dick on the air. Art has done a fine job with properties and become a media mogul dominating radio in Central Florida. The Hall Group renders great service to this area, and Art and the staff are to be congratulated. Art.